Yuki also decided to ask for some advice.
Sam, can you give me some advice?
Sure.
There's a boy.
Uh-huh.
A boy I like a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I want him to like me.
Uh-huh.
What can I do to get him to like me?
Let me think. Well, maybe the best thing to do is to just be yourself.
A lot of girls are buying a lot of expensive clothes and getting their hair dyed and wearing lots of makeup and jewelry. Should I?
If I were you, I wouldn't worry about what a lot of girls are doing. You're a very kind person, Yuki. A very smart person. A very interesting person. You have a wonderful smile. You don't need a lot of expensive clothes or makeup. You're cute just as you are. If you want to buy a lot of new clothes and wear a lot of jewelry, you can, but you don't have to. You are you. If the boy you like likes kind, smart, and interesting girls with wonderful smiles, well, he'll like you, I'm sure.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I do. Okay, if you really feel you need to do something a little extra, buy a necklace or a nice blouse. But don't overdo it.
For a few seconds, Yuki and Sam were quiet. Then Yuki asked another question.
If a girl has a dream, but she also loves a boy, and she has to give up her dream to get the boy, what should she do? Should she give up the boy? Should she give up the dream?
I think she needs to think a little more creatively. She has to think of a way that she can keep her dream and get the boy. She can give up her dream if she wants to. If just getting the boy makes her happy, but I don't think she has to. Yuki?
Yes?
If the boy doesn't want you to pursue your dream, he probably isn't the boy for you, even if you think he is now. So if I were you, Yuki, I'd go for the dream and go for the boy and just see what happens.